The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shraga Kalus, Pesach in Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. Maseches Bava Metziah has been graciously dedicated by Michael and Mindy Ashley in loving memory of Pearl Sarah Bas Nosson Ashley. May the Torah studied be a merit for her neshama.
Daf Lamed Aleph, Rabbi. This is Hashavas Aveda at best. Zog the Gemara, Daf Lamed Aleph Omet Aleph. Says the Gemara, Omer Ava, Le'akoyel Aveda Zachicha, Le'rambo is Aveda Karka. Rabbi's Kiddush is that even on Karka, a person has to make sure that he returns, that he makes sure that no damage comes to his friend's field. It means you see something happening to your friend's field. See an example. You see, for example, the much I'll give you just a normal example. You see, for example, a person has a pipe and there's water coming out of that pipe, right? That's karka. Pipe is usually connected to the ground. And it's your responsibility. This poor guy is losing all this water, number one. Number two, it's ruining his field. He's have a responsibility of the Shavas Aveda to either try and stop this leak. We'll see examples in a minute. You have a responsibility to try and stop this leak. Number one. Number two, you can plug it, or if you tell the Bailim, number one, mitzad the water that's being wasted. Number two, what the Gemara says, mitzad the land that's being ruined. But the Gemara goes weiter, and the Gemara says, Om lechanan l'rova, tani de mitzayelach, roa mayim sheshoit finu boyin, says the Gemara, if he sees water coming, arei ze goyde mifneyem, om alei yimishum hol l'tzay. Gemara brings down a case that he's chayim. The Gemara goes weiter, we'll start over here, basically. The Gemara has over here a nidin of the kol avedas achicha. And the Gemara, we learn out from this Gemara that kol is the rabbis. Here the Gemara tells us a big insight. It's also brought down in Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Shunun Pes, that a person is mechuyev to prevent his friend from getting a hezek. Not only did the Torah mechayev us with the mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda, Hashem Teshivim, and Lo Suchal Es Alim to make sure that if he finds an Aveda of his friend, that he returns that Aveda to his chaver, but also, the Torah told us that if a person sees any type of hezek about to occur to his chaver, he has to chiyav midaraisa pashas, according to this Gemara, he has a chiyav to prevent that damage. That's my Mashar Gemara over here, that there was some kind of a flood coming into his field, and you have to prevent that damage from coming into my field, number one, to prevent the damage on the field itself, or something that I have a certain item that's about to get damaged, that is, it's mutal on you, the din of a Shavuot Aveda to prevent hezek. I'll give you an example. The Gemara in the beginning of HaKoynes. Talmid Chacham over here learning HaKoynes also, I think, right? I was told today. That in the beginning of HaKoynes, the Gemara discusses all the similar type of situations. All these different types of oifanim that midin HaShavuot Aveda Doraisa, a person is responsible, is mechuyev to make sure that damage does not come to his friend. The Gemara over there is discussing a person who knows, for example, Edis. I know Edis from my chaver, and if I say the Edis, I can save my friend a lot of money. If I don't say the Edis, so then it's going to cost him money, etc. So the Gemara over there learns out, the Ad Kedei Kach, not only are you chayiv to do the Edis for your friend, not only are you responsible to make sure your friend does not have his mammonist damaged, his property shouldn't get damaged, but not only that, says the Gemara, and if you didn't do it, you're chayiv, not bidei Adam, but you're chayiv bidei Shemayim, mamash a grama. It's a grama. Same thing over here, the place can not learn out, the same exact halacha. If a person had the ability to prevent a hefsid that was going to occur to a certain land, that's a certain land or a certain item, etc. You saw, we'll see in a minute, but just for example, you see your friend's light on in his car. And you know what that means? That means tomorrow morning he's going to wake up and, right? What is that? Oh no! Right? The dead battery, right? You caused your friend to have a dead battery, that costs money, dead battery, it's ASIC, it's ASIC Shalom, he's going to lose time. So, Bidine Odom. And you know about it. You walked by last night, but you didn't want that reifa word. You didn't want that headache. You didn't want to be zeichet to go to Olam Haba because you're going to get the mitzvah Shabbos Aveda. You didn't want that. So you didn't tell your friend. No. So what happens? Now the next morning, this guy is such an asik and he's going to, terrible. He's going to not get to work on time and this, that. And it's going to cost him money to change him. You have to get somebody to help him and then maybe the cab driver and he's going to charge this, that. So I can't say you're chayiv bidei Adam, says the Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Nun Vav, but bidei Shemayim. Like all grummas, a person is responsible for Dei Shemayim. That means if you don't pay back this person for the loss that you caused him to have, so in Dei Shemayim, in the courts upstairs, they are going to be Teveya from you. They're going to ask you for what is rightfully deserved by the person. Okay, but regardless if you're Chayiv or not, that we saw you are Chayiv B'Dei Shemayim, but one thing is clear, there is a Din D'Oraisa. To not be, as the Rambam puts it, there's also a Lav. Lo Tzamra Dam Re'echa requires me not just to help him to save his life and to make sure his dam isn't actually tempered with, isn't ruined. It's mechayev a person to make sure that the other dam that he has, the moidecha, some people, yeshcha adam, that chavib their guf, yoyser from, their mom, and some people, their mom, and they like more. And that din of lo yisamlo dam re'acha requires you to make sure that no damage comes to your friend's property. And that's it. So let's see examples, Rabbi said. Let's see example, the marshal. That's classic examples. A person, he leaves the yeshiva at night, he's the last guy out of the yeshiva at night, and he sees that the lights are on. No, he knows the lights are on. That's a classic case of a Shabbos Aveda. It's definitely a Shabbos Pruta. The lights are going to be on for the next 6 hours, unnecessarily. Nobody else is in the base medrash. Nobody else is using it. It doesn't just have to be base medrash. It could be any type of matzah of where he knows that lights are left on. It's certainly a Shabbos Pruta. He gets a mitzvah deraisa by closing that light. If he doesn't close the lights, it's a Yeshayli Ma'in Doibran deraisa. If he doesn't close those lights. Now, if it's something you know the Bailim themselves are not makbin on. For example, you know the shul, the lights are always on. Right? And it's not because nobody learned the Gemara B'Metzia Daf Lamed Aleph. Because they don't mind, they don't care. Place, I don't know, maybe they have a special Nazman who he gives the money for the lights, and he doesn't mind that the lights should be on all times. He wants to, and also, even though I remember, growing up all the time, Mom would scream down, turn off the lights, it's Batashchis, right? It's not so Pashit, it's Batashchis. It could be that if it's Sheik Val Taisa, it might not be Batashchis. You're not actually doing an action to destroy. You're just not. But Akopanit, I'm not going to go into Batashchis, but Mitzvah Shabbos Aveda, if it's something Bailam and Makbidon and they want the lights off, it's your responsibility to turn off the lights. Number one. Number two, one example we gave already was the case of the car. If the light is on in the car, that means tomorrow morning he will not be able to start his car. That requires you to go. Now, how do you know whose car it is? Right? So if you live in if you live in a predominantly Goyish neighborhood, right? So then, we go after Raiv and you wouldn't have to start knocking on every door. But if it's a Jewish neighbor, and it's a matter of, these 4, 5, 6 houses, you go over to all the houses, and then you'd be chayiv to go. The Maisa, we saw also, if you can make a Kiddush Hashem, you're also allowed to make a Kiddush Hashem, even if it's a guy's car. You'll knock on any door in that area. If it's a guy's car, it'll certainly make a Kiddush Hashem. You tell the person, look, your lights are on, it'll be, and you tell him, don't thank me, thank the God of Shimon ben Shetach, not me. It's the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. He teaches us to have good and just ways. Another case of Rabbi Yisai. Let's say a person happens over here a lot of times in their control in the winter that the Dud Shemesh freezes. You know what I'm talking about? The solar powered water dude. They call that water dude? The water dude, right? The water tank, right? He freezes. And what happens is when he freezes, it's terrible. The water comes out and it bursts the pipes and that. If you could somehow prevent this, like telling a person, a guy goes into a dira for the first time, comes in, a newly married couple, he comes in the coldest day of the year, he doesn't know anything about water dudes, he thinks of water dudes, some guy in Florida, he doesn't know water dudes, water shot, he doesn't know from these things. And Avada, that pellet is a Gavaldic mitzvah to tell him that night, before he goes to sleep, leave a little bit of water on, in one of the taps or something, leave a little bit of water on, so that the pipe always has water continuously going through, so that it doesn't freeze up. Okay, but let's say you didn't get the chance to tell him that. And now you go, and you're walking down the street, and you see a water coming out of the pipe. You know it burst already, right? Savada, and there's a lot of water being wasted there, and it certainly costs money. It's Shabbat Pruta. It's your responsibility to go knock on the door and tell the guy, listen, I got bad news. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, sir. But the mice said you have this terrible water pipe, and then he'll mamela be able to turn off at least the water system. And at least there, at least he'll save the money on all the rest of the water that could have been lost. Another example, Abayi Sai. What happens is a person breaking into an apartment, breaking into a house, right? So now, the Maisa, if you have to call the police, and it's a condom, so even if you see a Yid breaking into a house, right? You see a Yid breaking into a house, are you allowed to call the police? Right? So now let's set up the shy like this. Number one, it's a din, he's stealing money, right? You have a chiv to tell on him, you have a chiv to stop him, right? But so we pass this, you certainly would have to call the police. Now, if you happen to know that this fellow, he's somebody that could be dealt with, maybe he has an issue with kleptomania or something, is an issue or something, and giving him over to the police is just going to cause the police to give him a punishment that al pi din Torah he doesn't deserve. Al pi din Torah you steal, you give kefil, right? Or if it's gnei, it depends, right? And the police, they're going to put him in jail for 2 years, etc. So let's say he's the type of person you could be dealt with, right? So then, I don't know if there's a heter. I do know that there's no heter to go and call the police in such a situation. But b'derek klal, that's not the case. Now, you would have a chiyuv, you would have a responsibility to discuss it with the person who was stolen from. Listen, I know the guy who took it. You can get the money back from him. That's your responsibility. You still have a chiyuv to help him get it back. And you still have a chiyuv responsibility to prevent him while he's stealing, if you have that ability. Again, assuming he's not obviously a dangerous character, you're, again, goes all in the same halacha. It's your responsibility to make sure that nobody steals other people's things. It's your responsibility. You can't say, well, what do I care? It's not my problem. It is your problem. It is your responsibility. It's your responsibility to make sure that no damage occurs to somebody else's property. Now, the maisa though, what if you know that this fellow, you know, I'm not going to ever stop him. He's a ganif, right? He's a ganif. I don't know who the guy is, etc. Maybe he's a fry. He's not a religious person. But still, they're going to send him to the police. Call the police now, right? So clearly, the police are going to give him a punishment he doesn't deserve. So on that we say, you know, I have another kasha, right? Let's say a guy comes into a house. No, comes into the house in the middle of the night. You come downstairs and you see this fellow, and hey, ganif! And you're about to go outside and start screaming in the middle of the street, ganif, ganif! Right? So he says, what are you, crazy? You can't go out in the middle of the street and start screaming ganif, you're going to embarrass me. Don't you know anything? Right? So, what do you mean, don't you know that you're stealing? You said, oh, you're mamisham, I didn't realize I was stealing from an Amaret. Don't you know that? I'm stealing sacha kol, right? You're a murderer. Shaking up, right? And the guy, you know, it's like the middle of the night, 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'm like, you know, you don't know how to deal with this kind of guy in the middle of the night, you know, he's the guy that failed at yeshiva, you know, he's gonna go to London now, give up. So what's the answer to that fellow? The answer, right? Call the police. Why? Because it's called Iyu Azik Anafshe. You put yourself into this position, you put yourself into the situation, right? We don't say in such a situation, no, you're gonna embarrass me. You put yourself into the situation where you're gonna be embarrassed now. I'm not going to say if you so you know he's an edel ganef and you know he's the kind of guy just talking for a few minutes and you'll be able to get your thing back. So then you don't have a right to probably put him in the police like we said, and you don't have a right to embarrass him. But avada, it's not my, especially 3 o'clock in the morning, it's not mutl on me, incumbent on me to try and figure out what type of ganef is he. Avada, you go outside, you start screaming, ah, help me, and you can scream, please, right? You're allowed to start screaming, etc. Avada, because you know that's pashit, that's your responsibility to make sure that things are not stolen from other people. Next, I'll give you another case. Let's say it's such a, unfortunately, it's a common case, but you know you're in a business, right? And you see somebody who he's stealing from the boss. Sometimes his mom is stealing from the boss, like big time money. You know, he's stealing on the computer, and he's embezzling, etc. All the different words and etc. that they could be doing, right? He's embezzling, or he's adding to his, you add one little zero, it can make a world of difference sometimes, you know, etc. Right? You know he's doing it. So what's that law? He's stealing from me. It's that's our gemara. Your response. Your mechuyev. To make sure that people don't steal from other people. It's your responsibility. Now, what if he's not taking, you know, an extra zero? He's taking, taking pens, taking this, right? Taking pens, taking this. That's called stealing also. That's also called stealing. You know, I'm just taking, that's called stealing. I don't go to the store to buy toilet paper. I just take from the store. This is the store. Which store? The store I work in. But, you know, well, they always buy so much extra toilet paper, of course, because you're stealing. That's called stealing. I want to explain to you something, Rabbi Yitzhak. You know, I love that, and you have a responsibility to make sure. I want to explain to you something, Rabbi Yitzhak. You know, the problem is like this. I think we look at it like this. Yeah, what am I taking tzaka kol? I took a pen, I took this, I took that, I took toilet paper, etc. What's the big deal? Right? So I want to tell you what Rabbi Kivayger says. I think I'm going to get to it. Gemara Baba Kamet Avstamet. Rabbi Kivayger says, you think there's 3 Yaharik Valyavers? There's not 3 Yaharik Valyavers. There's 4 Yaharik Valyavers. Really, there's 5, 6. We know Mabin Peir Chaveirim also, you know. But I'll tell you a third. We know what? Either Bias, we know Shvichas Damim, we know. Right? What's the other one we know? Vaydezar, we know. Says Rav Kivayger, all the years, he made a mistake this 4. 4? What do you mean? Ganif. You steal? You put the gun to your head? Go and steal or I'm going to kill you? Right? No, you have to tell him, kill me. It's Yaharik Valyavar. Right? Where do you know that? Geneva, Yaharik Valyavar? It's such a strong Aveda, such a strong Einish that it's Yaharik Valyavar? Says Rav Kivayger, I'll prove it to you. Gimada Baba Kamet Avsamich. What's the Gimada Baba Kamet Avsamich? What happens if a person's running down the street, huh? And a bad guy's running after him, right? He's running after him, and you see a shtender, says the Gemara Baba Kama. You want to take that shtender, right? You want to show him? You want to take that? He's about to kill me. That guy's running down the street. He's trying to kill me. You want to take the shtender? Go, I'll show you, right? You take the shtender and you kill him, right? Right there. Are you allowed to do that? Says the Gemara. Matzel atzmai b'mamen chaveidoi. You're not allowed to take somebody else's money to save yourself? You're not allowed to take somebody else's money and save yourself. The way Rashi learns the Gemara over there, Adam over here loves Rashi. The way that Rashi learns the Gemara over there is that even if you're willing to pay back, you're not allowed to. You can't. It's not your mamon. Matzal asma, your mamon chaveh. Taisus learns in Pesach Halacha is not like that. He learns it's only talking about a case of where the person plans on taking that shender and not paying back. Okay, but if he would pay back, then he would be allowed to kill himself. But Rabbi says, Shachter Biki Vega. What do you mean? He's trying to kill me. He's running after to kill me. I'm allowed to save myself. You're allowed to do anything for Pekuach Nefesh, except for Gila Rice, Figas Damin, and Gneva. And Gneva. You see that there's another one. There's a fourth on the list. There's another thing that there's a terrible Aveda called Gneva that is also Yaharik Val Yavar. Eger, I tell you one thing. Hishleim Zalman, the way we're learning, Gneva, to steal somebody else's pruta, it's Yaharik Val Yavar. Why? I always learn chat. It's Lavush. Chat, push it. Because Kolat Gezel Pruta Mechavegai, Ilu, says the Gemara, Naitel Navsha. You take one pruta from your friend, you're taking his heart. That's what we're saying. Like Sam Latam Reacha requires me to make sure that my friend's money doesn't get hurt. That's this whole Gemara. Not just his body, not just his body parts, even his money, to prevent his money. But Rosh Hashanah Zalman had a whole different Havana, just a beauty. Rosh Hashanah Zalman had a whole different Havana to this. It's not shot that it's such a terrible, it is a terrible Aveda. But it's not shot that it's such a terrible, terrible Aveda that you have to give up your life for the Aveda of Geneva. He said, the shot is when you're running down the street and somebody else's stand is there, there's no stand there. Because clap at you, vinegay at you, when somebody else is mumming, there is no mumming there. In my world, there's my things. His things are not in my world, because so when I'm running down the street, there's no standard. There's no standard. It's not just that, you know, we think the chat is like, the Vega learned the chat is that it's such a terrible, terrible oinish what you deserve. Such a terrible aveira of Geneva, you have to give up your life to not be chas v'shalom aganif. Okay? Sometimes when you're running down the street, there's no standard. Akami, you don't have das, if he tells you to pay it back, there's no standard. But shit, I go find him, everybody's like, however you learn, one thing is clear, to steal is very serious. I'm a man that even to steal a pruta, I need to steal that one pen, and that guy was taking tissues from the office, and extra this, extra that, and extra this. So it's your responsibility to prevent this. Now, you have two ways to prevent it. If you're going to go over to him and say, listen, I know what you're doing, and it's not potato. So what's he going to start telling you? He's going to tell you, what's the big deal, and da-da-da. You're going to tell him, it's a big deal, and this. But let's say it's not working, you tried, you have no choice. That's talocha, it's our Gemara. You're required to go to the owner. It's your requirement to go to the boss, to the king over there, right? Whoever owns the business, and tell him, listen, there's a guy who's stealing from you. Now, what happens? Even though the guy, he might fire him and he might get, look, all he did was steal one pen and this and that. And say that, but you have to prevent the Geneva. You know that somebody did something. You know that somebody has this constant issue of stealing, etc. Now, number one, it's only, of course, if you know, right? Now, if you speculate and you think, it's only if you know, obviously. Even if you suspect, etc., it's only if you know. There's no question that if you have a sad like that, Avadi can't say a word, number one. Number two, what if I forgot to tell you, the person who's the pen stealer, or the guy who's adding the extra zeros in the business, right? His name, he has a nickname. His nickname is Bruno, right? He's 6'5", right? And he's 400 pounds, and his hobby is to sit on little Jewish guys that snitch, right? You know, right? So now, are you required to tell? For that already, we know the Gemara in Bav Metzia, Daf Lamed Gimel, that tells us that Avedasai, your Aveda, is Kaidim to somebody else's Aveda. So I don't have to take a loss, not a loss in him cutting off certain fingers, right? And not a loss in him sitting on me, and not a loss in him hurting me. Hurting me either, damaging me in mumness, let's say if I go and tell on him, he's gonna go and face, he's gonna go and hurt me, etc. Somehow in mumness, etc. You wouldn't be required to tell. But what if it's just gonna be very unpleasant? It's gonna be very unpleasant if you tell. You know, you tell, it's gonna be, everybody knows you're the stitcher, right? It's gonna be unpleasant for you. There's no method. That's what the mitzvah is mechayev you. And what does the Shulchan Aruch say in Siman Aleph? Be a chutzpanyak to do the avodas Hashem. You go and do the avodas Hashem, even if people are going to laugh at you, that's what you're supposed to do. We do avodas Hashem. You know, you wear a yarmulke and you see, look how strange you look. You're wearing a yarmulke. That's what we do. That's what we do. We do avodas Hashem. What are you doing? You're doing these funny traditions with the palm branch. Those, what is that? Okay, those and lulav. Right? You don't care if you look strange. We want to do it to be Mekayim, the Ratzon Hashem. But to take a loss, physically damaging, etc., then you're not required to take a loss to prevent a hezek from your friend. But if it's just something that's going to be uncomfortable for you, just like the mitzvah Shavat Saveda requires me to give of my time, it requires me, that's the Ratzon Hashem. That is the mitzvah. If he has a problem with the mitzvah, you're a snitcher. You're telling on someone. You tell him, snitcher. What a gevach. It's beautiful. It's such a gefaldik shtempel. Can I maybe I'll get it like a t-shirt or something? Marish Meredith, you go up to Shemayim. I'm the man. It was Mekayim the Gemara and Bamatzia, Daf, Lamed Aleph. Again, if there's a way that you can Mekayim this Gemara without having this guy fired or et cetera, or a way you can go to him and talk to him, et cetera, right? But then you should, fine. But if you can't, you have to judge. Snitcher. The Gemara Bamatzia, Daf, Lamed Aleph says, you have a requirement. The Gemara in Koyin says, and Daf Nun Vav. The Shulam Aleph says, and Shin Nun Tes, you're required to prevent damage from your friend. Okay. Another case. This emes is like this. This is such a very common case. This is one of the pinnacles in Mishabrua in Chavetz Chaim in Hilchas Rechilas in Perek. I think it was Perek Tes Halacha Yud, where he discusses this in very serious shayla. A guy wants to buy a sefer, right? No, he knows the two Sfarim stores, right? There's Sfarim store Aleph and Sfarim store Beis. Two Sfarim stores. He has a shayla. Which Sfarim store is cheaper, right? Now I know I'm on the outside of the store. I see one guy walk into a certain farm store, and I know that this guy, he's going to overcharge. I know what Taker just told me. I'm going to buy Ches, a Gemara, Baba Kama, right? And I know that this guy, he didn't learn that Baba Metzia, which talks about, he talks about overcharging. And I know he's about to buy in this farm store that Gemara, and I know that there's another farm store down the block that sells the Gemara, Baba Metzia, for a few dollars cheaper. Does that fall into the category of what we're discussing today? I'm required to prevent my friend from getting a hezek. So I'm also required to go over to this fellow and tell him that you have a better price over there. He's going to get a hezek. He's going to have to pay more money. So I'll tell you how the Chafetz Chaim sets it up. Chafetz Chaim sets it up, it seems to me, the way the Chafetz Chaim sets it up is that it depends. Number one, if he's charging more than a sixth of the price is overcharged by sixth. That's already called oinah. The halacha of oinah is you're charging oinah sixth, right? Oinah means that you're charging. That's gezel. That's called stealing. If you're charging a sixth more than the market price, you're gazling. So then, amada, I have every responsibility to go over to this fellow and say, see that guy behind the counter? He has not learned yet. He doesn't know yet the halachas of oinah, and he overcharges by a sixth, right? And you'd have a responsibility. You have a requirement to tell him to save. You're saving this guy's money. It's called that. You're hurting the guy. Then you'd have a requirement, even if he's in the store. Number one. Number two. What if, however, says the Chafetz Chaim, he's overcharging less than a sixth? So now I'm going to tell you, it's very interesting. If you overcharge by less than a sixth, this is a shayla in the paiskim if it's aser. It's a machlekes. I can't go into it now. It's an arichet. But it's a shayla in the paiskim if it's aser b'chal. It's a whole sugya in Chesh Mishman, in Mishkavchas. It's a whole sugya. How do we hold? You're not allowed to, some say you're allowed to overcharge if it's under a sixth. As long as it's under a sixth. Some say you're not allowed, but you can't ask for your money back. I'm not like it. How do we paskin? We paskin that the moicher is not allowed to. It's a suffik. It's a suffik in halacha. So therefore it's a suffik dairais elachumra. So we would tell this store owner, you're not allowed to do this. You're not allowed to overcharge by, the normal market value. You're not allowed to overcharge by less than a sixth. He's not allowed to. However, says the Chafetz Chaim, but now what are we dining on? We're dining on my din of being misaper lashon hara and telling that this guy is doing an aveda, right? Now the safek lachumra says the Chafetz Chaim the other way, right? Possibly according to other rishonim, he is allowed to be overcharging by under a sixth. So therefore, what gives me a right to come in there and tell you, he's a ganef and you can't? What do you mean? If he's allowed to overcharge by less than a sixth, so then he's not doing anything wrong. Elamai, we tell the store owner l'chatchila not to. That's because Safik Darais L'chumra says, don't take a chance. Don't overcharge by less than a sixth. You're not allowed to, according to some Rishonim. But now when it's my responsibility to come into the store and tell this guy, don't buy by him, buy your Svarim in a different place, what gives you a right to say to the fellow not to buy here? Possibly he's not doing any affair at all. That's Ankan the Chafetz Chaim. But I saw a sefer today, a sefer from Rav Spitz. He said something which is very, I think it's very important here. It's addition onto the Mishabura. It's addition onto the Chafetz Chaim. He says, I set up the case in the Chafetz Chaim in a certain way for various reasons. But what would be, Rabbi Yisai, if the case was that, not that I walked into the store already. I didn't go into the store already. But I told my friend I'm buying a Baba Kama, right? I told my friend I'm buying a sefer, right? Not that I went into the store, he's going into the specific store. Sefer, he says, I think it's very seichotik thing what he says. He says, then I have every right to tell the person you should buy in farm store A, not B. Even if it's only a question of that he's undercharging by, overcharging by less than a sixth. Why? Because I'm not doing an Aveira. Seder. But your friend over here, you have every right to tell him to prevent his money loss. You have every right to tell him which store to go into. When he actually went into the store already, so now that he's in the store, there's a halacha of the Gemara in Baba Basra, and that chavez, that this halacha of yoyrid l'umnis chavevon. If somebody's already in my store, he's already in my, the Gemara is discussing the case of where a person sets up a fishnet. He sets up a trap and he sets up bait. And there's fish, you know, they're coming toward the fishnet, right? You're not allowed to go now and put a fishnet in front of your friend's fishnet to try and get those fish, which are rightfully coming to his net. So too, Tzedek Sam Sofer, it might even be a Daraisa, Tzedek Sam Sofer, if a person is coming, he's in my store already. He's already in my, you know, excuse me in my English, but he's in my trap. He got the bait, the commercials and the everything, right? And the advertisement, and he's already in my trap. So now you have no right, unless he's overcharging by a sick, but you have no right to go over to the person and take him out of the trap, because now you're trying to help out the buyer. You're damaging the seller. What gives you a right to damage the seller and save the buyer? The Mashane Kane, if he's not in the store yet, he doesn't know where he's buying his safer yet. And he tells him, I'm buying above Mitzia today. He tells him, which store can I buy in? And you tell him, this one's cheaper, that's allowed. Because you're not damaging anybody. Why is that farm store A over B? They're not in the picture, Bichlal. We're not dining on them. It's not like I'm taking somebody out of his trap. So that I think that would be part of the person. You can tell a friend, you can tell him, listen, they overcharge a little bit, they talk about overcharge. A little bit, it's not like they're doing like, oh, you can tell him, you don't want to think the fellow's an avayin, but you have every right to tell the person that comment that he hasn't yet decided he wants to buy from farm store Aleph. You have every right to tell him that farm store Bays is taka cheaper. Now, obviously, this goes without saying that when you're in the walls of Lashon Hara, you're dealing with mamish, you know, serious shilos of derais and tzakonis tefashis and pekuach nefesh over here, and of course, that goes without saying that you always have to remember the five rules of Lashon Hara that we heard from a great Rebbe that told us that the acronym is Shetika, Shin, Saf, Yud, Kof, Hey, Kuf, Hey. This is how you remember always. Number one, Shin. You're spoiling hative. Make sure it's 100% right what you're saying. You're telling this guy is cheaper than that guy. You better make sure you're 100% right that he's taka cheaper than the other guy. You're talking Lashon Hara and you're hurting somebody else's business. You better be 100% sure. Number one. Number two, Saf. It's Tayelis. It has to be that we learn in a lot. There's no such thing as the Chafkan Lashon Ra. There's no such thing as Lashon Ra. You're never allowed to speak Lashon Ra. It's always us there. It's called Lashon Toy when you have a heter because you're helping somebody with it. But if you're doing it because you want to get back that store owner, even if it's true, right? But you have no right to do it in a way where you're hurting with your Lashon. You're not allowed to use your tongue as a whip. You're allowed to use the tongue when you want to use it. It has to be toyelis. It has to be you doing it for to help out the other guy. You want to help this guy. Look, the other guy's going to get ruined. They're not trying to get back. Yud, yisaviv. If you have any other way to do it without speaking Lashon Hara, you have to do it, right? Now, for example, let's say, you know, this guy's going to buy a babkama. He makes sure to put into his thing, an advertisement for that other farm store. You know, you're right over there, the cheapest in town, lay there. Right? If you have any way to do it without speaking Lashon Hara, right? Mushel. I don't know if you have to say that other store, in general, he's always overpriced. You know, he's talking about this specific Baba Gami. Tell him, I know that he happens on this Baba Gami. Tell him, Kuf, Kadmish calls, weigh every single word. Weigh every word. You know, you're just trying to say, listen, he overprices a bit. You know, you're going to start saying, yeah, he overprices. Forget it. This guy, you know, he's got a price from the year 2100, right? You know, he's outrageous. You can't add, you can't exaggerate. And hey, you also have to make sure you're not going to cause him an unnecessary hefted by your Lashon Hara, what you're speaking right now. You know, you're allowed, let's say now, you know, as a result, let's say you know there's one safer that he overprices. And if you tell this guy, he'll never again buy in that farm store. The place can say there's no hefter. He'll never buy into everything else. He is the same price. Just this one safer, he can't match the other guy. Then you wouldn't have a hefter in that case. So what gives you right to Lashon Hara? You know that guy, he'll never buy there again. Okay, I want to just give you a few more cases of Baisai. Marshall, this happened to a bucker who called me up a few months ago already. He called me up. He saw one car hit another car, right? Guy got out of the car, looked, and drove off, right? The bucker told me, you know, nowadays, all you have to do is take, you don't need to look for a pen and a paper, no. Took out some phone looking thing and started pressing a bunch of buttons. And right away, you got the license plate. That's the same halacha over here. You have a responsibility to try and prevent damage from your friend and to do a shabbos aveda to tonight. Now, another case I might say, let's say you know that the person is a dangerous driver. Saka was also a case months ago. The man, the neighbor, he told me that certain guy's mamish a dangerous driver, right? There's Shailu Mamet Vasamad al Damriacha. Did even in such a situation, if you can talk to him, you can talk to his Rav, you can get him to a Beis Din, one thing. If all that doesn't work, you're even allowed to take the guy to the police. Same idea. He's damaging himself by driving like a maniac. He has no right to do that. And not only that, the police can say, what if he parks in a way where it hurts people? For example, he parks in a, that's not called sidewalk. That's my private parking spot, right? And every single day, the lady has the baby carriages, and she has to go all the way around, and it's a sakana to have a lady every time going into the street. And thus, he parks in a way, he's damaged, but that's his private parking spot. Happens to stay on it, property of the government. Oh my God, I am the government. So then, the same idea. If you can discuss it with him, discuss it with Rob, get him to stop doing it. It's one thing. If not, you're allowed to tell the police. Right? Next day he comes back, right? Instead of his car, he sees, boom, flattened down like a little bit of silver foil, right? But he damaged himself. He's damaging the tzibur. You have every right to do it. Another halacha, just one more nekuda by side. Just like we find that there's halacha to prevent damage from this gemara, to prevent your friend from getting damaged, and al pi halacha also of like samad al damriyacha, there's another halacha even in ruchnias. It's true. Even in ruchnias. You see your person, you see fellow, he's going down in ruchnias. You have a chiyuv of hashavas gufay. Vashivaisai loy, says the pasuk. You're required to help out that person. Now, obviously, if the person won't be helped, then you do. You have a chiyuv, first of all, of tekhacha, and you have a chiyuv in ruchnias. If you see a person is going down, he's on the wrong path, he's with the wrong friends. Also, midine, hashavas aveda, hashavas gufai, you have a responsibility to try and save him. That's a vanda. I once saw, I think, in the Hakdama of Rav Chanan, in the Kibbutz Shurim, he says that when a person is saved, you're mechiyuv to daven for that person to get better. Not midin, maybe we'll talk about Bez Hashem in one of the other shirim, but not midin, again, the same idea, midin hashavas gufa, you have a responsibility to help him get back his nefesh, and v'shetach, davening is the best way. Yeah. One more case I was thinking about, Rabbi Yitzhak, is that, if let's say you know a malveh forgot about a certain loan. You know that the malveh, the lender forgot about a loan, right? It's your responsibility to tell the lender, to remind the lender, same idea. And I saw afterward that the Tashbe says this thing, the Tashbe is cutting, and Zim Tam Tani, hey, Taka brings down that if you know about a certain halva that the person forgot about, he says, if you don't say, you're already from Lu Suchulis Alim. Again, the same idea, all the same halacha. Again, the Ikki say is that not just are you Makayim, the Mitzvah Shavas Aveda, if you find the lost object, but preventing the loss, that also goes into Hashavas Aveda. Okay, everybody say.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.